A Muslim political party steps down in the birthplace of the Arab Spring. A missions trend emerges in Guatemala. And do you want to know the secret to living longer? We'll share it on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Tunisia was the spark of what became the Arab Spring. Sadly, while the revolution may have started with great hope, 2 years later, change has been so slow that Tunisians are fed up. Last month, protesters took to the streets and demanded the Islamist government step down. Todd Nettleton, a spokesman for Voice of the Martyrs USA, says they did the unexpected.
We don't think of Islamist parties relinquishing power once they have it. They clearly are watching what happened in Egypt. They clearly don't want that to happen there.
However, he notes stepping down doesn't mean walking away from power.
I think it shows that they feel pretty confident that they can win an election if they're voluntarily stepping down and then pointing towards a full-scale election.
Tunisia isn't a friendly country to Christians. Change, good or bad, has everyone on edge. Pray for encouragement.
We need to pray that they will continue to be bold witnesses for Christ in spite of the danger that they face. And I think we can pray for their protection.
Next, Sudan is calm, at least for now, following a couple of weeks of violent protests. It was reportedly the worst unrest in the country for years. 700 people were arrested and dozens of protesters injured when national security forces stepped in. Jed Hammond of Kids Alive International says the riots put children they care for at high risk.
Our top priority is really the safety of our children and the safety of our staff in situations like this. That the rioters, demonstrators, do not intrude on the property and put the children at harm.
Tightened security has largely shut down protests in the capital city of Khartoum.
What they will lead to in terms of the overall country stability is very unpredictable.
Will you take a moment to pray?
We'll covet your prayers in terms of the protection and safety for the children, for the staff there.
This is Mission Network News. Nearly 30% of soldiers treated by the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs have post-traumatic stress disorder. An updated video called Bible on the Battlefield, made by Faith Comes by Hearing, has high hopes in reaching the military with the hope of Jesus Christ. Men and women in uniform are finding comfort in Christ through the video and Bible sticks, a recording of the New Testament and selected Psalms. For the full story, visit missionnetworknews.org. Meanwhile, there's an encouraging trend developing among lay pastors in Guatemala. Dan Smith is with Paradise Bound Ministries.
About 25 to 30% of these pastors are looking to do more. They're looking to reach out to other villages.
Paradise Bound works with the Timothy Leadership Institute to train 60 lay pastors in Guatemala. They're providing biblical training they need to lead a church, but could never afford or access it. The training is helping to open some leaders' hearts for the isolated, making them perfect missionaries.
They already know the language, they know the culture, and now they'll be perfectly trained to be able to go out and either go back to their own village or go to another village.
There are a few ways you can help the gospel advance in Guatemala. To find the details, visit us at missionnetworknews.org.
Certainly on the spiritual end, be praying for us. On the financial end, if you wanted to become involved, you can do that as well through our website.
And do you want to live longer? Brush your teeth. Studies show that oral health is directly linked to your overall well-being. That's why Partners Relief and Development took a team of dental hygienists to one of their project zones in Thailand. They taught migrant workers from Burma how to brush their teeth and why regular dental care is important. Caring for physical needs like this opens doors to share the gospel. Pray many more come to Christ as a result. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. For a gift of any amount, MNN is now offering the book, The God Who Walks Beside Us by David Roper. The book offers encouragement and assurance that despite our brokenness, God doesn't abandon or give up on His children. He keeps using us. Get your copy at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Ewing.